The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, a recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM newsroom in Richmond, I'm Benjamin Dolly. Democrats in Virginia have selected Terry McAuliffe as their nominee for governor. He easily defeated four other candidates in his bid to win back his old job. Ben Pavier has more.
McAuliffe is a business-friendly Democrat who spent much of his first term battling Republicans in the legislature. This time, McAuliffe says he wants to raise teacher salaries, expand broadband, and boost the minimum wage. His Trump-endorsed opponent, Glenn Youngkin, campaigned heavily on what he calls election integrity.
Glenn Youngkin believes that the most important issue facing Virginia is a conspiracy theory about the 2020 election.
Youngkin has characterized the former governor as an out-of-touch career politician. Virginia's off-year November elections are often seen as a bellwether for national trends. This year, analysts say the question is whether Trump still drives Democratic turnout in a state he lost by 10 points. Ben Pavier, VPM News.
Virginia's next lieutenant governor will make history as the first woman of color to take the seat. Yesterday, voters picked state delegate Hala Ayala to run against former Republican delegate Winsome Sears. Mark Herring is vying for a third term as attorney general against Republican state delegate Jason Meares. The Virginia Supreme Court heard challenges yesterday to the state's plan to remove the statue of Robert E. Lee in Richmond. A group of property owners and a descendant want to keep the monument standing. Whitney Evans reports.
Justices did not comment or ask questions during the hearing that lasted less than an hour. University of Richmond Law Professor Carl Tobias says that could reflect how straightforward the arguments are.
It also may reflect that it's just, for some people, so controversial that they don't want to have, you know, an argument about it. What struck me was how quickly it was over.
Governor Ralph Northam ordered the state to remove the monument this time last year after protests erupted in the city. The two lawsuits argue Northam does not have the authority to remove the statue. They say a Jim Crow-era state law, which lawmakers rescinded last summer, banned its removal. They also cite a 19th-century deed in which the state promised to take care of the statue. The court may issue an opinion in July. Whitney Evans, VPM News.
Virginia has seen an overall decrease in violent crimes compared to 2019. The Commonwealth's annual crime report found the number of burglaries decreased 18.8%. Overall, drug arrests decreased by just over a third. Seizures of all drugs decreased, with marijuana showing a significant decrease of 31.7%. Despite the overall decrease in violent crime, specific crimes like homicides increased by almost a quarter. Hate crimes saw a 2.7% increase. Residents in Richmond who need a break from the humidity and high temperatures this summer can take advantage of two cooling stations that opened this week. One is located at the Social Services Marshall Plaza building on East Marshall Street. The other is at the Southside Community Service Center on Hull Street. Both shelters will operate Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. through September. Health guidelines such as face masks and physical distancing will be required. Pets, with the exception of service animals, are not permitted. This is VPM News.
This newscast was recorded on
Tuesday, June 8th at 11 p.m.
Some of these stories may have changed from the time you've heard them. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.